This is Wade Matthews with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After huge tax cuts in 2012 and 2013 by Governor Brownback and the Kansas legislature, a $400 million budget deficit and a 113-day deadlocked session in the legislature produced revenue finally by slowing down income tax decreases, raising sales taxes, and increasing the cigarette tax by 50 cents a pack, among other measures. Officials at the Office of Personnel for the federal government revealed that a second computer system was hacked with information on family members and other personal data that would swell the numbers of people impacted from 4 million to many times that number. The federal government spends over $1 billion annually on collection agencies to get its money back on behalf of the taxpayers who pay for the student loan programs. In 2013, 33,000 people ages 65 or over lost money to this process, according to the GAO. The government is allowed to attach up to 15% of your Social Security check. How the American system of state income tax generally works, your home state taxes you on all your income. States where you don't live tax you on the income you earned in those states. Then, because some of your income has been taxed twice, your home state credits you back, but only up to the amount of tax you paid on that income in your home state. In Canada, there is tax harmonization, as it's called. You pay taxes to the province you are living in on the last day of the tax year. A gunman attacked police headquarters in downtown Dallas from inside an armored van, shooting at officers and leaving bags filled with pipe bombs around the building in a brazen assault that led to an hours-long standoff. Hours after negotiators who tried to persuade him to surrender lost contact, the man was found dead inside the van, the police said. Former medical sonography students sued Valencia College in Florida, alleging that faculty members there forced them to undergo transvaginal ultrasounds performed by their fellow students as part of their training. The plaintiffs say that if they didn't agree to the exams, in which an ultrasound probe was inserted into their vaginas, they were threatened with lower grades. The organization Catalyst found that companies with the highest representation of women in top management consistently experience better financial performance than the group of companies with the lowest. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.